Hinchey tells of seeing Frank on car on day of the murder, Atlanta Constitution, August 9, 1913. H.J. Hinchey, of 391 Peachtree Street, a business acquaintance of Leo Frank and manager of the South Atlantic Blowpipe Company, was put upon the stand by the defense. He stated having seen Frank on the murder date as the superintendent rode into town on a Washington Street trolley car, meeting him at Washington and Hunter Streets. He was questioned by Mr. Arnold.
Do you recollect April 26th, Memorial Day?
Yes. Did you see Leo Frank that day? Yes. Where?
Near the Capitol.
Was he on foot or riding?
He was aboard a trolley car.
Were you on foot?
No, I was driving an automobile.
Did you speak to him?
No.
What time was it?
Between 2 o'clock and 2:15.
Tried to fix time.
How did you judge the time?
When the newspapers first published the tragedy, I tried to determine the time by making a trip by automobile in the same manner my wife and I and friends had ridden on the day we saw Mr. Frank. We drove from home to various points of the city, as we had done on the 26th, and reached Hunter and Washington Streets at 1:05. What were the condition of the streets on Memorial Day?
The streets were crowded, and we drove to several street corners downtown, trying to get a point from which we could view the parade. We were finally forced to go down East Mitchell Street, and the crowds were so dense we came near colliding with another car. I saw Mr. Frank on a passing trolley. He sat on a seat near the front.
How did you know it was Frank on the car?
I had been acquainted with him through business dealings.
What was your interest in him?
When I read in the papers about the murder in the pencil factory, I naturally thought of Mr. Frank, as he was superintendent of the plant.
The cross-examination was then begun by Mr. Hooper.
How many times did you see him on that trip?
Only once.
He was inside the car?
Yes.
You were manipulating the levers of your automobile?
Yes.
Trying to keep from accidents?
Yes.
There was nothing extraordinary to cause you to notice Frank in particular?
No,
except for the fact that I had had business dealings with him.
Did you see anybody else on the trip that you recognized?
No.
Visited Frank in jail.
How many times have you been to see Frank in jail?
Only once.
Did you discuss this matter with him?
Yes.
Why did you mention it?
I just wanted to inform him of the fact that I had seen him that day.
Was that before or after the inquest?
Afterwards.
Whom did you first tell of having seen Frank?
Frank himself.
What was the necessity of you going over the maneuver of your automobile trip?
After I knew I was to be subpoenaed as a witness, I decided to check up on the time.
You found out you were to be a witness and then you visited him in jail?
No.
Who informed you that you were to be a witness?
Leonard Haas.
Why did you go to see Frank?
Because I was interested in his case.
You have been a witness in cases before, haven't you?
Yes, once in Columbus.
Did Frank see you on the 26th?
No, for I asked him.
The witness was then excused.